Here it is live. Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your host, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right, it is Saturday night, Low, and it is time for the Pops and Low Radio Show.
Yeah, we made it right at the cutoff.
We certainly did. Man, we're here. We're live. Looks like we got some people in the room already. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're here.
Yeah, sorry.
And look, we lost one already.
We doing did. Well. They're dropping like flies. Well, I want to thank Andrew Jones for that awesome introduction.
Oh, yeah.
He is the man. Andrew Jones is quite the man. Jennifer, she says, we are ready. I don't know if you can ever truly be ready for this program.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely quieter last week without their presence.
Yeah, it certainly was. Yeah, it certainly was. Without Jen in the room, it was definitely quiet. Dave Smith says, hey, guys.
Not familiar with Dave, but nice to meet you.
Yeah, he's probably an all right guy.
Right.
You know, he was actually on the show a couple weeks ago. We had him in playing a little bit of tunes.
In there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, back in Pittsburgh in the room of death.
In the room of taxidermy.
Celebrated death. So there you go. So, yeah, Dave's here. Jen's here. We want to welcome everybody. You know, if you want to be on the show, in fact, I got to put it up here,
which we don't know why you would, but hey,
I don't know either why. Yeah. I mean, yeah, well,
let's encourage it.
Yeah. So, if you want to be on the show, if you want to call into the show, the number is 602-475-2000.
Real nice, easy.
Yeah, I'm trying to actually work. I'm trying to type.
Hey, you know
and,
what?
No
one's judging you
that's
except
right.
for the five people watching this. So again, that number is 602-475-2000 in my most radio-friendly voice. Yeah, please call in because sometimes we just talk to hear ourselves talk. That's actually the whole premise of this show. So if you call in, it makes it easier and then that's you get right. to hear yourself instead of us. So
well, we got odd news today.
We should.
Believe it or not, we've got odd news stories. We've got video to go along with the odd news stories. Robert Austin Myers, a.k.a. Bob, is in the house. He says, good evening. Kelly's wow. here.
Rather a polite way to start the show, Bob.
That's right. Easy tonight. I just have that feeling. We haven't seen the Nussbaums yet.
Hey, you know what? We have not. I'm curious.
But, the wow. Nussbaums should be showing up, but we've got all kinds of odd news.
Yeah, so
lots of odd news.
For all three of you in the program here.
That's right. They may or may not involve penises.
Oh, no, not again.
I'm just saying, you know?
Okay.
Bob says, buckle up. Let's see. Is it me or are they delayed?
Oh, Donald. Oh, geez.
Donald Malone's in the room. How you doing, Donald?
Donald, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, Katie is in the room, too. She says, hey, guys, thank goodness you showed up with the odd news.
Oh, she was prompt. We said her name and it was like, bam.
Bam.
Right out of the wall.
Yeah. Are we may be delayed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? By a minute or two. But, She said we might have been a little busy. Well, you know what? We'll excuse it this time, especially since, you know, you guys sponsor the show. I mean,
that's
we'll
right.
give you a pass. Donald, I'm going to let you go ahead and just take off now. So just go ahead, bro.
No, Donald, you're going to stick around. You're going to enjoy the show.
You might not, but
in
it's
fact,
okay.
If y'all want to share the link to the show, you can do that as well.
We do encourage it.
We do encourage it. So, Lo, how's your past week been?
Not as crazy as this odd news session's about to be.
Well, that's true. You're right about that.
Right.
Let's get right into it. What do you think?
Let's go ahead and jump on in. See, Donald seems like he's locked in. Oh, and we added somebody else. Oh God. He said, for real. Yes, Donald, feel free. You can exit stage left.
No. Donald, we want you here, buddy. Never too busy. Dave says delayed like a Godzilla movie.
Just remember, don't ever judge me for what happens on this show. This is an entirely different side of me.
That's
okay,
right.
Hey, we're, just letting it loose. We gotta start calling this Pops and Low Radio Show Unrated or Uncensored or
oh, it could be
rated, you know, whatever the worst one is.
Before we get started, I just want to tell you, if you live in Arizona or you're thinking about moving to Arizona or you just want to buy a house, maybe buy a house, sell a house, invest in a house right here in Arizona, can I recommend that you go through the Espinoza Group?
You can. This is our show. We can say what we want.
Absolutely. AZHomesbySherry.com. Check them out. Sherry she's the kindest lady.
She's very sweet.
That's right. And like, if you talk with her for 5 minutes, it's like you've been best friends forever.
Yeah. And you pretty much just want to buy a house. after you talk to her. So
yeah, it's not even like you're doing business with the Espinoza Group. Check out the Espinoza Group. Again, if you are looking to buy a house, sell a house, make an investment here in Arizona, the Espinoza Group is who you want to go through.
Espo.
All right. Well, we've got an escaped cow.
Uh-oh.
Let me ask you this. Uh-oh, Jacob Thompson's here.
Cows, hey. Jacob Thompson's in the chat.
Yeah, and we need to congratulate Jacob Thompson.
For showing up sober?
No, he actually has enrolled in college.
Enrolled in a university.
That's right. So congratulations, Jacob. That's pretty exciting information. That's right. Maybe we can even...
Jacob, I'm very glad that I'm getting that news from my parents and not you directly, but you know what? We'll talk about that off air.
Again, Jacob enrolled in a university. All right. Well, Logue, when you go to the doctor,
which I don't,
and you got to sit in the waiting room,
right?
You know, one thing that you're worried, what happy anniversary to Pops, Kelly says, Dave and I disagree who was married first. I say you guys.
Oh,
no, because Kelly, if you recall that night that I was dancing with your grandmother who had that terrified look on her face.
Speaking of odd news,
I was smiling. She was terrified. If you recall, that was right when I first started dating my wife.
In 99. No, you started dating in what, 98?
98. And so therefore, she did not come to the wedding because we had just started dating.
Too soon.
That's right. Anyway, boy, I bet everyone's thrilled by this information. Jacob says, it's odd news. Thank you guys, haha. And I laugh out loud. I tried calling you the other night, Love.
I can check with Cricket to confirm my phone messages. That never happened. But anyways, back to the odd news.
Hey, let's not get into a beef.
Semantics.
Yeah, let's worry. So when you're sitting in a waiting room.
Right, which I don't do.
In the doctor's office.
Right.
All right. But say you are.
Okay.
Yes, she was not there. Dave wins. Ba-boom.
Bam.
All right. So actually, we do have some winner music. Let's see here. Again, let's see here. You got to make the most of it.
We'll be the ultimate winner whenever we get through our first story.
Again, Dave wins.
DJ Khaled. Hey. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go.
All right, anyway.
I was going to let that go as long as it needed to, and I wasn't going to say a damn word. I cannot believe for the life of me this is the same person that I lived with for the majority of my existence. This is wow.
Kelly says, okay, enough.
Yeah, that wow.
All right.
Someone help me here.
Let's try to get through the first story here.
Right.
As I was saying earlier, you know, when you go to the waiting room and you're sitting in a doctor's office, what's the biggest thing that you're concerned about?
If they hand out the candy suckers after you leave, you know?
All right.
So that's okay. Where I had to pick the most random thing.
All right. But a lot of people, when they go to the waiting room, they're worried about the other sick people there.
Right.
So let's say
Hashtag white boy moves. yeah. Understatement of the century.
There we go. Let Dave enjoy the first time he was right. Oh, hey, geez. Bob, here's the thing that, you know, even when like a man speaks and there's no woman around to hear him, he's still wrong.
Yeah. Hey.
Just so you know that. But anyway, yeah. So a lot of people, let's say you go to the doctor's office, right?
Right. You're worried about the other people that if they that's do right. or do not have the vid.
Maybe that's right. Maybe you're there just to get some stitches and a finger.
Right.
And the whole
not a finger.
The waiting room is full
right.
of COVID people, right?
Of the vid.
Yeah. Well, here you go. So thank God we live in America because this happened outside of America. An escaped cow.
A heifer.
An escaped cow ran inside a hospital and attacked patients, knocking over chairs and caused general panic. Closed caption TV from the waiting room shows how the animal got inside and started running around like a bull in a china shop on February 13th.
I get it. The bull in the china shop. It was an attempt at a pun, right?
Yeah. A group of people inside ran to a corner for safety, but were followed by the cow and then slammed into.
It was running of the bulls. Jacob said, Pop, check your phone in the middle of the show.
Oh, Lord. My goodness. Come on, Jakes.
Jakes. If this is a picture message.
Oh, you're blocked. He's got proof that he called you. Whoops.
Nay.
Ouch.
You can have proof, but I ain't got it here.
Ouch.
She said, I reported your comment, Bob. Let Dave enjoy the first time he was right. That's clever.
That was pretty good. All right. So in the video, the cow falls several times, allowing some patients to escape, but leaves an injured woman trapped on the floor as two men manage to grab the animal's lead and pull it away. However, charges at the woman again as a man follows and tries to coax it back before the cow is finally seen exiting the hospital and the woman looks for help.
Yeah,
this happened down in Colombia's Hospital San Rafael. Man. In a municipality of San Luis in the Department of Antioquia.
I was going to let you work that one through too. Was this in Spain?
Colombia. That would be Colombia. Colombia is a country.
Yeah, I got that. Okay. I just didn't hear the Colombia part the first time. So I was waiting for you to continue and you were just repeating.
Well, I was looking at you like Colombia. Yep. And you were staring at me like you had no idea. Like
it registered. I was just moving past. The Colombian cow.
Oh, Bob's in Zuckerberg jail.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Most of us are these days. South America. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Bob.
You know, again, I mean, you know, man, geez, these people. You know what? You know what it is? Okay.
What's that?
Show definitely doesn't encourage the fact that I have some sort of IQ level. So no, I get it.
Actually, if you would have watched, you were there
when you tuned
in.
I am.
When I was in Pittsburgh and
right.
on location.
Usually I'm here.
That's right. My brother said he was a more handsome host. And I said, yes, but far less intelligent.
You're right. Right. Then, you know, yeah, right. Because obviously, you know, South America, Colombia.
Heifers. That's right.
I'll get you a map. You know what? I'd appreciate that. And I would like to know where the cow came from.
Actually, we have the video. Now, there's no audio to the video because it's closed caption. However,
did they actually write out the closed captioning so there's subtitles? Because that would be great.
No, unfortunately, but we can add our own comments.
Oh, man. I shall. I enjoy talking about heifers.
All right. Here's the video. All right. I don't know if you can hear us or not. I hope you can. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
Look, I'm not laughing at bodily harm.
Ouch.
But I'm laughing at the fact that.
Did you see it? It fell on the lady. Did you see that? Now they're trying to pull it out by this rope around its neck. Look at that cow. Look at that thing.
What is that?
Look at the lady laying there like a mackerel on the floor.
Oh my Lord. This is like a very violent episode of ridiculousness. Go to the comments. We have comments rolling in hot.
All right. Well, at least it had a leash. That's right.
Oh, my Lanta. Yeah. Here's the thing. That heifer had beef with someone. Yes, funny. Yep.
Wow.
He said that's some bullshit. Yep.
That thing is moving all the furniture around.
It is, man. It's jeez.
What an utter catastrophe.
Utter catastrophe.
That's some bullshit, Dave said.
Man. Jeez.
Yeah, huh? Look, now it goes back after. Oh, yeah. It slams her around a little bit more and then finally decides to exit stage left there.
Whoa, she has no broken limbs?
Yeah, how about
that? I figured she was limping up out of that situation. I'll be honest, when she was laying down, I thought she was maybe out for the count.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, local newspaper Vanguardia said nobody was seriously injured in the incident as the trampled woman was treated for minor concussions and pain while the rest of the patients did not seek treatment. The rogue cow also damaged two motorcycles at the hospital's entrance and some chairs in the waiting room.
All right, what happened? What spooked that cow?
I don't know. It was just walking down the road and just made a left into the hospital.
That's target number one.
Yeah, that's why you can't let your cows roam free.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Mine aren't usually free range, but hey.
Vanguardia said the cow's owner went to the hospital to apologize for the incident and asked about the woman's health as well as the material damage, but it's unclear if he plans to pay for anything.
Didn't look like he had a pocketbook in there.
There have been no reports of the police opening an investigation. You see?
Yeah, because I mean, do you have to have a license to own a cow? You know what I mean? Do you have to register its name with the pound? Or
probably not. You know, Colombia, you know, right. It's kind of a third world country, you know.
Daisy wasn't enjoying her walk that day, I guess. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That looked like a more domesticated cow. And, you know, like Jen said, it had a lead. right? It had a lead on it, so obviously it was somebody's cow.
Yeah.
And the thing had been used to being led places.
Oh, it man. Got in there and it got all spooked. It didn't know where to go.
Man.
I think it thought it was like was going to be able to go in and keep going.
Right. And it was like, oh,
and it was all confused. Right. Yeah, it got confused.
Man, that's wild.
Unbelievable. You know,
that's
I gotta
a
tell
bad
you.
Day. And like, that's on top of whatever that lady was there for.
That's right. Oh, got, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, she might have like been in there for
bronchitis or something. Yeah. Knocked you down, right? You're already feeling like trash.
Hey, but if you're going to get trampled by a cow, why not in the hospital? You know what I'm saying?
More convenient.
You don't got to go far then. You know, right. You don't have to wait for the ambulance to show up to get you somewhere.
Yeah, and who really covers the insurance on that, on those medical bills?
You know,
the
again,
hospital,
we're in Colombia.
At fault because security didn't do their job?
We're in Colombia.
Look.
Nobody has any rights. Yeah.
He said rights. The cow has the most rights out of anyone.
The cow there. Has the rights.
The right to do whatever the hell it wanted.
Let's see. I'm still stuck on how you introduced the story. Been to the doctor for some stitches or a finger, laugh out loud. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, you're just there. You're just hanging out in the waiting room. And
I think
then
she
a
was
cow,
referencing you saying, been to the doctor for a finger. Like you needed a finger replaced.
Oh, I see. Or a finger.
Yeah. Been to the doctor for some stitches or a new finger, you know.
She was at the ER because she had a colic.
Ah, colic.
I see what Bob's saying
or
there.
Or a finger. See, I told you.
Yeah, not a finger.
Not a finger.
Not a finger.
They should have moved out of the way faster.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Hey, listen, if you noticed, I got the facial. It's growing in a little more.
A little more. Yeah. Yours grows like a weed.
That's right. And Logan, he's got a beard. Always. And many of our the men in our families have a. I got a finger at the doc.
Hey,
what are you using? The whole fist, doc.
There you go.
Oh, jeez,
man.
Yeah, so we've got a little facial hair growing. I know Dave Smith. He's got a beard, right?
Yes, and as we found out last week, Kyle Nussbaum has a porn stash. So
that's right. But listen, if you have a beard, you've got to keep it in control. Okay, you can't let it go crazy.
I mean, you can.
Right. I mean, you can.
It's
but,
your discretion,
you know,
but you shouldn't.
But if you want to keep your beard nice and soft and controllable and
lush.
The skin and lush and all that type of stuff, guys, you got to try out Mythical Beard. Okay.
That's a great Chevy Chase. Right
Moon there. River.
Moon River.
Well, you're 50, Dave. You got the. Whoops. Okay. I didn't know where that was going. Yeah, he still has it. Yeah, the porn stash. So you got to check out Mythical Beards for all of their beard oils, their solid colognes, their beard balms, everything.
Yeah,
you got to check them out.
They're getting into some good stuff there. They've just straight up colognes too. Like it doesn't even have to just be for facial hair too. They're working on all sorts of awesome
some
stuff.
Of their scents are amazing. Go to saywhatyouwillradio.com, go to the sponsors link and click on our sponsors right there.
Click it. Click it or ticket.
Well, a man was rushed to the hospital after putting a ring on his penis in a desperate bid to make it bigger.
You weren't kidding.
I told you.
You were so excited for this story.
I was going to put it first, but
you were going to lead off with that? We would never would have gotten through anything.
You never lead with the penis.
Oh, man. First the dancing.
You know,
now penis stories.
Penis stories. I'm well, you know, you. A man. Well,
if you guys are still here,
listen
for the okay. love. I appreciate ladies, it more than you know.
This statement goes out to the ladies. Had to go for the. Yeah, that's right. That is exactly right, Jen. So listen, ladies, Valentine's Day comes up. You guys put a lot of pressure on us.
My God.
Right? You put a
Andrew
lot of
Andrew Jones tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what he got to hear first. Damn it. Look, man, I know that you sponsor this show. I want to apologize in advance.
Oh, I guess he wasn't thinking with his head.
Kyle Clark, Chris Noble's family and brethren.
Oh, my goodness. We got people from all over the world
here. And I apologize to all of you.
Yeah, so a man's penis was left uncontrollably swollen after he tried enlarging it with a metal ring for Valentine's Day. You see, there's so much pressure on us men from these ladies. You know, we don't want to. Wow, wild topics today.
Jacob, I feel like every time that you've been on, you kind of tune out after the first one or like you go to work or something. You're sticking around today, dude. You're going to hear it all.
That's right. Yeah. And let me tell you, it only gets wilder.
Oh,
The unnamed hopeless romantic wanted to impress his date. and had heard a simple trick using only the contents of his toolbox could do the job.
All right, Bob wins comment of the day already. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Damn it, Bob. Son of a.
Oh, my.
And we have 11 people in here listening to this.
This is for Bob's comment.
Comment of the day.
Comment of the day from Bob.
If you can top it, go ahead and try. That's what we should do.
That's right.
We should host comment of the day.
Now, remember, this guy says he saw this on the internet with only using the contents of his toolbox.
What? No.
Yeah. Well,
no wonder.
Unfortunately, I don't have any video.
No, that's not unfortunate. We're not watching that here. I'm going to put in a disclaimer on that. I will pull my card here, my ownership card. We're never, ever, ever, ever going to be that X-rated.
Oh, my goodness. See, that's what's so great about this being a video, a vodcast, because they see that your expressions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why the podcast thing is fun and all. But
if
you're listening to the audio of this, good for you.
You've got to tune in to the live show on Say What You Will Radio on Facebook. Or you can go to the Pops and Low Radio Show on the YouTube.
He said it must be true. He saw it on the net.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
The internet never lies.
That's right. Well, instead of a horror turn of events, the metal ring became stuck, forcing medics to carefully slice through it with a metal cutter.
Wait, hold on.
What's that?
What do you mean, what's that? You just read those words and you, what's that? Why are you worried? He had to remove it by it being sawed through?
That's right.
A little too close there, guys. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, what's they got to have like, what did Kevin Hart call it? A safe word? Like pineapples, you got to have a safe word for that, for them to saw through it. Safe word. Ah, you're too close. Yep.
He told medics, quote, I was terrified that I would need my penis amputated. It had swollen so much I thought it was about to burst.
I'm sweating.
Burst.
Duh,
you know, when you're talking penis and the word burst is in the same sentence, bad stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you're about to have a really bad day.
I didn't pick any of these stories. Disclaimer. Right.
Well, I didn't either. I don't write the news. I just report the news.
You just pick the ones that we report here.
And guess where he's from?
Oh, no.
Just take one
guess. I'm not going to guess because I don't want to offend anyone. No, well, Florida.
He happens to be from Bangkok.
Bangkok Ringcock. Was he in that cow video? Yeah. He was one of the idiots getting trampled. He couldn't move because, you know.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine you're in the waiting room.
For that. And you're stuck on the ground getting run over by a heifer. He's like, damn, it couldn't get worse. Worst Valentine's Day in history.
That's a bad day. So when you think you're having a bad day.
She said safe word, Bobbit. Bobbit. Yeah.
When you're having a bad day. You know, you just have to remember the odd news. Dude. You got to think about this poor guy from Bangkok.
I'm not thinking about some guy putting a knot ring on his. Yeah. And then it almost popping like a balloon. Jeez, God.
Don't touch it.
Yeah. Oh, is that a handsaw? Come on.
Oh, my goodness. The man from Bangkok, Thailand, believed that putting his penis through a nut, it would enlarge and strengthen
what?
It.
Through a what? That's the phrasing they used? All right, keep going. I'm just going to.
It would enlarge and strengthen it, forcing blood into the glands. However, after using baby oil to slide his member into the nut, the next day his penis started to swell. He had it on for a day?
Dude, what do you think?
The next day?
This wasn't this wasn't like some temporary thing. He was committed. This was not like a, you know, let me do this for an hour. And after an hour, it's going to be good. He's talking about blood coming into the med. Nah, that's not. Nah, there's no part of that appendage that gets. What?
The guy went to sleep that night.
Dude, yes.
That's what I'm like of the next course. Day.
Dude, well, let's be honest.
Oh.
The minute it went on, he knew he was screwed. And so he
pun intended.
Yeah, he left and he just wanted to know he was committing to that fully. So he's like,
I'll wait a day and see what happens.
Looks like it's getting a little bigger. Maybe tomorrow by the morning, it'll, you know.
She said, well, a ring is all about commitment. Like a forget-me-not. Oh, jeez. Premeditated penis slaughter.
He began experiencing pain and was unable to remove it. He called the emergency services on Saturday afternoon, having had the nut jammed around the base of his penis.
Stop using that phrasing, you jag off. Whoever wrote this is a dick himself.
Friday morning. He put this thing on Friday morning.
Oh, this isn't a Tuesday experiment. Okay. This isn't like a Tuesday thing. It's a Friday. He thinks he's going out Saturday night type deal.
That's right.
Right. He's got a date. Because wasn't Valentine's on Sunday? Yeah, he was trying to take her out Saturday night. Yeah, wake up Sunday morning, make her breakfast.
Oh my goodness. Premeditated penis slaughter. Yeah, there's definitely premeditation in here. I'm sure when I wake up it'll be just fine, Bob says.
Yeah, because as men, we know the morning time is when things, you know, nah. Opposite.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Come on.
Yep. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
All right. He called the emergency services on Saturday afternoon, having the nut jammed around the base of his penis Friday morning. They arrived at his house and he was rushed to the hospital. Eye wincing pictures and videos show how the medics had to use a metal cutter to slice through the nut as the man clung to the bed rails in pain.
In pain? It's not even about pain. At that point, I'm not feeling pain. I'm feeling fear.
I don't even know how you stay awake during
that. That's what I'm saying. I'm passing out from the fear.
I'm passing out.
Because
that's right.
Already this is a horrifying situation. I probably wouldn't have lived through that just from the trauma of thinking about somebody else knowing that that was something that I had attempted.
That's
but the fact that they're going to take a metal cutter to that area. And obviously, if he's worried about size, they're close to hitting other stuff, too.
That's right.
Like, God. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Chopped off your belly button, dude. Like, oh, geez.
Jen says, I'm sure the medical department in Bangkok see this all the time.
Bachelor parties.
Yeah. I've heard there were guys with three nuts, Bob says. I've heard the whole nipple thing. I haven't heard the nuts.
Pause.
Thing.
Bob, you've been hearing about this? Jen, you need to check in on him.
Yeah, you might want to go through his
history,
his search history.
Yeah, because sounds like he may have visited Bangkok himself.
The operation took over an hour.
Oh my!
Paramedics discovered the man's swollen member stuck in a tiny metal nut with a diameter 3 centimeters.
What? Hold on. Time out. 3 centimeters? That thing's 3 centimeters wide.
Apparently. The diameter of the
wonder he was trying anything and everything.
And when 1.5 centimeters thick, they're referring to the nut.
No, I get that, but realize.
Yeah.
That poor guy.
See? No, this is Bangkok, okay?
No.
And Jen and Kelly. And,
what are you trying to say, Pop? We're not going down that. It doesn't matter where the region is, okay? The man shouldn't. Yes, no, no. Okay, this is a PC culture. We're not doing this. We're already on the wrong side of history here with this story. God, we just report the news. We're not biased.
That's right. Oh, I'm not biased.
No, stop it. We're not, anyways, now she said, now he, oh, Dave, I'm going to fight you. Chen said, now we know why he wanted to give it a shot. I'm saying that's his philosophy. 3 centimeters, dude. I might be trying anything so long. It's surprised he waited so long.
Listen, when I worked at China Palace.
Oh, wow.
Okay, listen.
This is where we're going.
There was a young man that worked at the back. His name was Davey. Okay, or David, or whatever his name was.
He was one of the cooks. Jeez.
But he told me, he said, if I want the ladies, I can go over to China. And I said, why? China, like they like the white guys. And he was like, well, you know, you get the point.
I pretty much could assume. Jake, that's rough. That's what you got to say to that. This dude, that's rough.
That's rough.
You got a metal ring stuck around it. Three centimeters wide.
He's a guy who gets right to the point.
Chopped off with a freaking metal. Oh, my Lord. That's rough. Jake's, that's a bad day.
Jake's just. Oh, by the way, we happen to be now on. We're back on Good Talk Radio. I had totally to mention that.
Me too.
We are back on Good Talk Radio.
Given them a warning.
That's right. Well, you know, it is what it is. Internet radio.
We got to put a rated R on there.
Doctors used a handheld steel tool, a pair of pliers, and a thin metal sheet to avoid the side or the slide under the ring and avoid the man's skin from being cut.
Dude, who had to draw the short straw on that from the doctors?
I don't know.
Oh,
you know,
man,
they had to get a good chuckle out of this. Rescue volunteers said the man cried with pain throughout the one-hour-long cutting process. Despite the painful procedure, the doctor and volunteers managed to remove the ring without leaving a scratch on the man's penis.
Quality doctors.
He was given antibiotics and anti-inflammatory cream to reduce the swelling.
Here's some cream.
Put some ice on it.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Rub it in the dirt. You'll be great. This guy's willing to do anything, man. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Surprising.
I'm telling you. So long for, especially for an hour long. Like, that's really drawing the short straw. If you're the guy clipping, like,
oh,
and you got to take an hour for a 3-centimeter nut.
Yeah, what if you're the guy that has to hold his bag away?
Dude,
you
know what I mean? I didn't even think about that. Oh, yeah. She said, I think the medical staff needs a round of applause. And they're also going to need some sake after that, because damn.
Well, yeah, that's I'll worry about the sound effects later. Rescue volunteer Winnie Pong said, quote, this was one of the strangest cases we've ever encountered.
I believe it.
Most of the time, it's only people getting their fingers stuck in a ring. So it was surprising when we arrived at the man's house and he had his penis stuck
different
in
appendage.
There. Different appendage. How many times? Oh,
Jacob, that's a great point.
Imagine this. He probably couldn't pee for over a day.
Dude, think about that. Imagine the first time that dude took a leak after that. The burn. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You just. Oh, no. Oh,
Katie says, oh, my gosh. You just reminded me of a story.
I know. It scared me.
Wow.
One of my old employees had a baby and some lady asked her, where did she adopt him from? Because he didn't look like her. And she told her my vagina. And the lady repeated back, China? My employee said, no, my vagina, not China.
Jeez. Wow.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. Jen said put some emu oil on it.
Oh, yeah. That'll, you know, it goes right to the bone.
They'll be fine.
Emu Jeez. Oil goes right to the bone.
There's not
the only oil.
Morphine in the world for that situation for me.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we knew that cutting the nut wouldn't be a problem as we used the same technique with finger rings, but we were just worried about the pain and the man would be experiencing while removing it. The injured man told medics that he had a date planned with a girlfriend and just wanted to impress her.
Did I call it?
Unsurprisingly unable to go on the date.
Did I call it? Hey, I'm going to have to reschedule. Why? Don't worry about it.
Doctor said he refused to tell them how he managed to get the nut stuck on his penis. They said he was using it as a substitute for, quote, an erection enhancing loop.
Can't be a real thing. That cannot. Come on, people. He
right
said,
now.
Oh, she's impressed. He said, we'll have to put that on the email oil label. Yeah,
that's right.
Helps in cases of appendage damage.
It'll help if you slide it on.
Right off of there.
Well, they also added that the man's odd adventure had not left any permanent damage to his penis.
What?
But could take a few weeks before it was functioning normally.
Again. Dude, if for him, he's probably never again. He's like, I'm good. Well, let's just call it a wrap.
Even for me, I think I said the word penis enough.
Yeah.
For the show.
Speaking
of emu oil. Let me tell you about Gray Feather Farm real quick.
Oh, segue.
That's right. Gray Feather Farm, they are the purveyors of emu-based all-natural skincare products.
Purveyors. Right.
That's right. And they got those little birds running around.
Right.
And they have a colloquia or whatever it's called.
Right. Those the word that we can't pronounce. Right.
That's right. So what I recommend you do, listen, if you missed Valentine's Day, guys, that's your fault.
And you didn't okay? have
if
a
you missed Christmas,
centimeter nut.
That's right. You missed Christmas and you missed Valentine's Day. Well, you're in luck because what's coming up right around the bend? Easter. Easter's going to be here in no time.
I'll be honest, from those two holidays, I just wasn't getting the segue there, but I see what you said.
Yeah, so Easter is right around the corner.
Easter's.
And guys, I'm telling you, if you've already blown it on Christmas and you missed the opportunity for Valentine's Day,
you're probably single.
You're either single or you're stupid.
Yep.
Okay. But you've got to get the lady in your life some of the greatest skincare products in the world, and they're manufactured right there in Eastern Pennsylvania.
America.
Greyfeather Farm. Go to saywhatyouwillradio.com. Click on the sponsors link.
There you go.
Right there.
Yep.
And click on Greyfeather Farms. Guess what? You're going to get free shipping with that order.
Free shipping.
It's the only way you can get free shipping is by going to saywhatyouwillradio.com to place your order.
Specifically the sponsors specifically tab.
On the sponsors tab. It's the only way.
Only way.
And if you place a big enough order, Jen might even throw some little extras in there for you.
Hey, no.
Just saying, I'm not speaking for her, but yep. You know, we had this conversation.
You know what?
Well, there was a lot of snow down in Texas.
There is. Yeah, this has been crazy. They are they're powerless right now.
That's right. And while Ted Cruz was off on his
Cabo exploration.
It wasn't Cabo, but it was something like that.
I thought it was Cabo.
No, it was some other.
Somebody clarify wherever Ted Cruz was. He was
Cancun. He was down in Cancun.
In the Cancun.
They call him Cancun Cruz.
Aye.
While he was down there vacationing with his family. That's right. She said, see, I always do. She said.
She's speaking about the extras, people.
The extras. All right. So everybody else was stuck in Texas, right?
Right.
And so some people had to make the best of it.
Yeah. They.
Just got to make the best of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's people doing all sorts of crazy stuff out there.
Well, a Texas man made light of the region's unusual snowfall by taking a trip down a nearly empty stretch of Houston Highway on his skis.
Oh, that'd have been fun.
Yeah, Travis McGollum posted a video to his Facebook page showing him skiing on Interstate 10 in Houston while being pulled by his friends in a pickup truck.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, the video shows the skier keeping a wide distance from the occasional passing vehicles on the highway and drinking from a canned beverage.
Love it. He's trashed.
He is trashed. McGollum said he and his roommates had lost power the night before as a result of the winter storm, and he decided to break out his skis as a means of making the best of the situation.
I mean, yeah, there's how often is that going to happen?
That's right. McGollum said he didn't think the highway skiing adventure was any more dangerous than some of the official ski slopes he's tackled. And in times, sometimes way less dangerous as they weren't there weren't any trees on the interstate.
Now, if you've stuck around with us to this point, video proof.
Here he goes.
Hey, team.
Yeah, he is. All right. Well, there you go. So that was McGollum skiing down Interstate 10. Why not?
Dude, what got me is that drunken, hell yeah, brother.
I know. Trash. In the Budweiser. Well, of course they're going to have Budweiser there. Well, it was fun watching y'all. I'm needing into work.
Heading into work. Y'all have a good rest of the show.
Oh, absolutely. You know what, Jacob?
Have a great day at the Intel.
I want to put a small laugh emoji, Jen, but I can't.
Phone weird.
Phone weird.
Sentence weird.
Sentence weird.
Ice skating or skiing weird.
Well, there you have it. So
I'm saying that looks fun, though. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
But
it's definitely worth it.
You just can't hit a pebble, dude. That would ruin your life.
That's right. But yeah, the Budweiser was, he was rocking the Budweiser.
The Buds.
Mm-hmm.
Could use a good Bud. He said,
"Now, if I'm Budweiser." Oh, Bob says that was better than any of the Super Bowl commercials. That's what I was going to say, Bob.
That's a better Budweiser commercial.
If I'm Budweiser, I'm grabbing that. This Bud's for you.
Yep. For you, Texas.
That's right. This Bud's for you, Texas.
In times of uncertainty.
Well, I got this news article. This was actually sent to us by one of our fans.
Wait, we have fans.
Also happened to be my brother.
Ah, okay. You know? That makes more sense.
Yeah, it's a show only a brother can love.
Uh-oh.
Have you been to an outhouse? You recall when we went to Yellowstone, there was those big outhouses, right? You know, and the giant hole in, you know.
I mean, you know, they're more commonly referred to in the modern phase as Port a Johns, but yes, I've seen actual outhouses.
Yeah, right, right, right. Well, these aren't the portable ones. These are the ones with the big hole.
Right, that are stuck there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They tell you not to throw stuff because it's extremely difficult to get stuff out of there.
Yeah.
I would imagine so.
Hey, shitty job.
So, just so you know, people get bit by things.
Oh,
kids are living in there. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm good.
There's been snakes. You know, you sit down.
Horrifying.
Next thing you know, there's a snake wrapped around your stuff.
All right. Yeah.
Well, this is a little bit different. The article says, does a bear sit in the woods waiting for you to poop? See, now, you can't have enough stories about that.
Right. You know, bears sitting and shitting in the woods.
That's right. An Alaskan woman learned the answer to that question the hard way last week when a bear bit her bum from inside an outhouse toilet in the state's backcountry. Shannon Stevens was staying at a remote yurt with her brother Eric and his girlfriend Yurt.
I love the name Yurt.
That's like a hippie thing, I think.
It is good, but they're kind of like huts.
Yeah, it's like a tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
A yurt. Yeah, people don't want to say they're staying in
Airbnb.
A tent.
A yurt.
They don't want
to. See, I don't want to say I'm staying in a yurt. Sounds dirty. Like
sounds hippie-ish.
Yeah. Oh man.
Anyway, they were staying in a yurt with Eric and his girlfriend when the awkward close encounter occurred on February 13th. She told the Associated Press that she had left the yurt to relieve herself at the outhouse, some 150 feet away, and did not check the seat before sitting down. I got out there and sat down on the toilet, and immediately something bit my butt.
Well, dude, I'm never checking for a bear.
Yeah.
To be, you know, I'm never going to be like, oh, let me see. Is there a grizzly in there? Like, it's just not
no. Sometimes here in Arizona, you got to check like snakes, your closet for snakes and scorpions. That's
the normal.
You're not checking for a grizzly bear.
Yeah, especially in the outhouse. That's wild.
That's right. Right after it bit her butt, she says, I jumped up and screamed when it happened. Eric came running out of the yurt. At the sound of Shannon's screams and spotted her nursing her bear behind, bitten behind, behind the snow. She was still standing there with her pants down. Eric told, why do you got to get into the details? You know, this is your sister.
Oh, you're worried about that, but we just had a whole friggin' story about a penis.
And a nut.
And a nut.
It was so swollen you couldn't touch it. Three centimeters.
Dude, yeah,
it doesn't seem like a lot.
It's not about seeming. It's not a lot. We're going back. Yeah,
it just doesn't seem like a lot.
Katie said, I've been trying to convince Kyle to go camping in a yurt. Kyle, don't do it. She could go to the outhouse and get her ass bitten by a bear.
I think you lose some of your man points if you stay in a yurt.
In a yurt.
Just say you're tenting. You're going camping in a tent.
Don't say I'm tenting. Yeah, especially after the stories we've been having today. Nothing about tenting.
That's right. She was still standing there with her pants down, Eric told the Anchorage Daily News. I said, what bit you? Where is it? They both figured that a small animal such as a squirrel or a mink. That's what I'm thinking, a mink.
Yeah, because the first thing that pops to my head, a mink.
A mink had been sheltering in the outhouse for the cold and that it was responsible for the bite. But Eric wanted to be sure, so he switched on a headlamp and ventured into the outhouse to investigate. The bear was waiting.
I was just waiting for his opportunity. Let me bite some ass.
I opened the toilet seat, and there's just a bear face, just right there at the level of the toilet seat, just looking right back up through the hole right at me, Eric told the AP. I just shut the lid as fast as I could. Slam.
He reaches over. Hold on, don't move. And bam, just slams that thing down.
Okay, so Dave has a question. Why do hippies like camping?
Oh, no, I feel like this is a setup for a dad joke.
Oh, let's...
they like to pitch a tent?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the answer, because it's intense. All right, there we go. You know, I went to the doctor. I was having nightmares. The first night, I dreamt I was a pup tent. The second night, I dreamt I was a yurt. So I asked the psychologist, what's going on? He says, well... You're too intense. No, you're too tense. That's it. I screwed it up. You're too tense.
You had it. It was there.
And I blew it. Ugh, dang it. Sometimes I talk too fast.
You know what? It's just because, especially Michael Scott, when you get a good joke, what's up, dog? He said, gotcha.
Eric ran out of the outhouse, grabbed his sister, and together they rushed back into the yurt. Of course they did. Shannon Stevens says her injury was bleeding, but it was not serious, so it was easy to patch it up with a first aid kit.
Yeah, because, you know, when I'm running for safety, I'm trying to find my yurt.
It felt just like a single puncture, she told the local radio station, KHNS. The trio waited until the next morning before they ventured out of the yurt again. What they found were bear tracks roaming around the property, circling around their fire pit and leading toward the outhouse.
Dude, that's so random.
That's right.
What a weird spot for him to be.
Huh. Well, there you go.
That'll do it.
That's it. Well, what else we got here? Nut Tree Designs. I got to tell you about Nut Tree Designs. If you're looking to get some handmade decorative things made.
Decorative.
Okay, decorative.
Decorum.
What I recommend you do is go to Nut Tree Design Company's page on Etsy. Now, guess where you can get there? If you go to saywhatyouwillradio.com and you go to the sponsors page.
Sponsors. Okay? Saywhatyouwillradio.com. Sponsors.
Right. Sponsors. You're going to see the logo for Nut Tree Designs Company. What I want you to do is I want you to go there after the show, and I want you to click on their link, and I want you to be able to see what they can make. One of the really cool things that they make are engraved cutting boards.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Now, what they can do is let's say you have a recipe that was written in, like, let's say your mom or your grandmother left you a recipe and it's in their handwriting.
Right.
You send it over to them.
Right.
They're going to inscribe into a cutting board in the handwriting exactly what you send them, so that you can have a cutting board with that recipe on it in maybe your grandmother's handwriting.
Yep, it's beautiful. And on top of that, Katie even said that is her and Kyle Nussbaum's company. Katie even said, we have so many new things we haven't posted yet. Thanks, guys.
That's right.
And yeah, that's the thing. They're working on a lot of cool stuff. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on. But that's their big ticket item right now is those that engraving in the cutting boards. They're beautiful.
That's right. Well, you know, I remember sex ed. Do you remember sex ed, going through sex ed?
How the hell? We were talking about beautiful cutting boards. And you said, well, I remember sex ed. No, what the hell? No.
I got a segue into the next story.
You didn't have to. What? That was. Do you remember? Yeah, no.
Well, unfortunately, over in Indonesia, apparently they don't teach it very well.
Wow, we're really sticking to a certain region
today.
That's
right. Well, Indonesia, an Indonesian woman claims a gust of wind left her pregnant.
Explain. Explain.
Indonesian police are investigating the strange case of a 25-year-old woman who claims that she gave birth just an hour after a gust of wind got her pregnant.
From the wind.
An hour later.
So, I'm 9 months pregnant.
She must have.
A gust of wind.
She must have missed a couple classes.
Father.
In school.
Wind. A gust from the north. Oh, my Lord.
A slight waft.
Yeah.
And here I am pregnant.
Scientific waft. I was wafting some pheromones and bam.
The young woman, identified as Sidi Zaina.
Well, that's your problem right there.
Has become the subject of widespread ridicule in Indonesia after claiming to have been impregnated by a gust of wind on February 10th. Furthermore, Zaina added that she gave birth to a baby girl just an hour after the alleged impregnation.
That poor child.
Yeah.
That poor child.
That's right.
Dad, yep, that's the wind. You hear the chimes? That's daddy's home. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. According to several Indonesian news outlets, if you got a break wind around her.
Ah,
see what I'm saying?
Are you cheating at that point? Are you being unfaithful?
Was the dad of this child a fart?
That's what I'm saying. What kind of wind are we talking here?
According to several Indonesian news outlets, the 25-year-old was relaxing at her home in West Java with her first child when she felt the wind enter her body.
Wait, so she already has a kid?
That's right.
But magically, this one's not from a person.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah, she felt the wind enter her body. A few minutes later, she went into labor. After Zur prayer, I guess that's a kind of prayer.
Okay.
I was lying face down on my stomach. Then suddenly I felt the wind enter through my vagina.
And then, boom!
CT allegedly said. A moment later, my stomach ballooned, then it shrank back to normal, and then it grew again.
That's how I got to this weight.
The wind.
I've been breathing too much air.
Wasn't blowing up your vagina, though.
No, it was not. It was, you know, somewhere through the palate. Man.
Had nothing to do with all those donuts.
Nothing.
Let's see. Bob knocks me over on occasion with his wafts of wind. Yeah, that's right. That's what us guys are good at that. And let me tell you this. You go on an all protein diet. You get asked. I'm just saying.
Wind. The great gusts.
Her stomach allegedly started growing about 15 minutes after the mysterious gust of wind, and she started feeling pain in her stomach. She realized something wasn't right.
I mean, if something was growing instantaneously in my stomach, other than my gut, you know?
Boy, yeah. So she asked a relative to take her to the community health center. Doctors there told her that she had a baby in the womb and that it was ready to come out. I was shocked, CD said. I was shocked that my stomach could immediately get pregnant. First of all, it's not her stomach.
What is okay? this?
She's got a lot of learning to do.
Dude, she is. It's not even about learning. Just what happened to her for 9 months that she believed the gust of wind is what made it magically appear. And I don't believe for a second you were bending over doing prayer. That's see, replacing with probably factual thing. You were freaking Lamaze class. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, oh, it's time. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, and then she's probably thinking back to where like 9 months ago,
right?
Some dude that she met just randomly was like, look, I just want to put the tip in.
Right. And he was there and gone as fast as the wind. And that's where, you know, and so that's where the correlation comes from.
CD's explanation stunned everyone. And word of her miraculous pregnancy spread like wildfire. So when she came home, there was a crowd waiting to see her and her baby daughter. Police also visited the woman and asked her questions about the pregnancy after her gust of wind explanation made national news headlines in Indonesia.
Okay, now we need to clarify something. Katie just said this is like that weird show, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. That's a show?
It must be, huh?
You're telling me there's a whole show of people that think it was the wind. That's, wow.
Well, right. I don't know if they think it's the wind.
No, they do, because it's all, you know, came and gone.
Wow. You know, Katie did ask earlier about the gas station trivia.
Oh.
And we just haven't. What we're going to do is we're going to start that segment in March, I believe.
March.
Because
we got a lot coming up. Yeah.
And we have so much going.
That's right. We got a lot coming up. We've got Sheriff Mark Lamb is going to be on the John Smith Show this Friday night. That's
he'll be probably
hence this third microphone here.
And then Pops would be here.
That's right. That's right. So that's going to be fun. So the AZCFL, they're one of our new sponsors.
They are.
And, so we just want to talk about the AZCFL real quick. If you're in Arizona and you're, oh my goodness.
Okay. So what he was saying is if you're in Arizona and you're looking for local football, Arizona Cactus Football League is a semi-professional football league. They are AAA minor league. You know, AAA minor league is similar to like your IFL, AFL, different things like that. So definitely something to check out. Again, we will talk about them coming up here in an hour. That's on right. Undrafted GM. We'll actually have the league owner in person on the show in an hour.
So. That's right. His name's Matt.
Matt Archer.
Matt Archer.
Yes.
Matt Archer. Minnesota business. They came up with a great idea.
Okay.
A Minnesota company called Herclione. Now, if you're a big fan of Shark Tank, maybe you have already seen this, but a Minnesota company called Herclione appeared on Shark Tank this past Friday.
I'll be honest. I haven't watched Shark Tank in the past like 7 years. So
neither have I. I just don't, you know, I just don't care about it.
Oh, well, hey, look who jumped in the chat there.
Hey, Pete Lusk says congratulations. And oh, speaking of Pete Lusk, he is the man when it comes to gun training, firearm training, CCW permits. If you live in Arizona and you need your CCW permit, or you just want to learn more about your firearm, maybe learn how to shoot it a little better.
Yep.
Because that's something you can't learn on your own. Okay.
Right.
If you're not trained how to fire a pistol correctly, you're not going to do it right.
Nope.
Don't go just out willy nilly and buy a gun and think that you're going to protect your family.
Yeah,
don't be stupid.
No.
Okay. If you live in Arizona, go to
Fast Concepts.
LLC. I'm sorry. Caught me off guard.
Fast Concepts, Pete. Don't worry. I didn't forget. Okay.
I'm an old man.
So again, if you're looking to get your concealed carry, if you're looking even into live fire classes, Pete is your guy.
That's right. That's right. FastConceptsLLC.com. You can get there by going to
SayWhatYouWearRadio.com.
SayWhatYouWearRadio.
To the sponsors tab.
Booyah.
And listen, for those of you that are in the chat thinking, oh, they're not referencing me when they keep saying go to SayWhatYouWearRadio.com in the sponsors tab, do it.
That's right.
Please.
I don't know. I was pregnant for
She said has four whole ass seasons.
Oh, my
That's goodness. A lot of miracles.
Yeah.
It's a lot of wind. TLC, if you want to tune in. And see, that might be why I've never heard of it. You know, just don't happen to find myself on the TLC channel a lot. Pete said, I have a class on March 20th of 2021. Four spots left.
Four spots left.
You guys are out there in Arizona. Get into it.
That's right. And I got to get my wife and I got to get Sherry Espinoza from the Espinoza Group signed up for these.
There you go. Hey, four spots left. That's two.
Four spots. There you go. We're going to get it done, Pete. We are going to. I know we keep putting it off, but this COVID thing.
The vid. The COVID.
Now, listen, if you're listening to Good Talk Radio, this is going to actually be the end of the show. If you want to hear the rest of the program, the bonus coverage, because we're going to be talking about something that was on Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
This past Friday.
Shark Tank.
What I want you to do is go to SayWhatYouWillRadio.com and you can listen to the rest of the show. So thanks for listening to Good Talk Radio.
And we're back.
All right. So a Minnesota company called Herkleon appeared on Shark Tank this past Friday. They pitched their bed sheets that you don't have to wash for months.
Ew.
That's right. Herkleon's entire business model is based around things you don't need to wash as often, and they'll still smell great.
I don't believe you.
Well, this includes the self-cleaning underwear they're now selling on Indiegogo called Creepy.
Creepy.
Creepy. K-R-I-B-I. That's, again, self-cleaning underwear.
Nope.
Now, I know what my brother's thinking, and I'm thinking the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Where do I get these?
You guys have similar thoughts on underwear.
Well, you know, I mean, self-cleaning underwear?
Nope. Doesn't exist.
Katie says, Pete, can you do it if we were in Washington, but my home of records is in Arizona?
Oh, that's true. She does have family in Arizona. You know what that means, Katie and Kyle. You guys may have to just make a trip out here for the class and then
see some family and friends.
Now, you're only going to get, and Pete's going to tell you this, you're only going to get an Arizona CCW. You're not going to get a Washington CCW, and Washington doesn't recognize the Arizona CCW as far as reciprocity goes. So what you need to do is you need to leave that fascist communist state.
Okay. Nope. We're not getting political in here.
Well, that's
nope. And so anyways, you need to come back to Arizona is what he's saying. And get your CCW here.
Or they were talking about also up to Montana, maybe.
Montana. Joe Montana.
Yeah. Montana. So there you go. So yeah, self-cleaning underwear. That's pretty nice. They say you can wear this underwear for days and weeks without washing them.
No, I am a big boy. All right. I'm a grown man.
Here's the weird thing is I didn't know you couldn't do that with regular underwear. I mean,
sheets, underwear.
Should I have said that?
I just feel like, look, for being people that are creating something for lazy people.
Right.
That's a lot of work that you put into it.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
Oh my goodness, that sounds super gross at first, but I'm also curious about Herkleon's products. Do they actually work? Is my main question. On their website, they write, quote, "We believe the future of clothing is laundry-free, and we are excited to lead the human race towards this cleaner, more eco-friendly, and less time-wasting way of life." So if you don't want to wash your Herkleon, you don't have to. And if you do want to wash them, well, that's cool too.
Oh, okay. So, you know, if you want to be cleanly, go ahead. But if not, don't worry about it. That's pretty much the same thing that anybody could do with their sheets at any time.
Yeah, that's right.
Then it's just a choice you got to make.
Let's see here. Katie Nesbaum says, no Arizona for us. It's blue. Uh-oh. There you go. Isn't Washington blue? Bob says, yes, but he's military, so we are voluntold to be here.
Voluntold.
That's right. And thank Kyle for his service. Makes sense, Bob says. Thank him for us. Herkleon sells shirts, socks, and a hat that can be worn over and over and they still smell great. They also have bed sheets, like I mentioned earlier, and pillowcases. They sound like they're moving in on the My Pillow guy.
It sounds like they're moving in on everybody. The Jen said you should see if they will send you some so you can try and report on air if it works. Ooh. I feel like Jen's trying to get a new segment out of us.
Maybe, or maybe a new sponsor.
I will take any and all sponsorship.
You see that?
But we have to like purchase and see if products are true on air.
That's right.
On products.
Yeah, an out-of-the-box product. Here Whoa. We go, or segment. One of the newer additions to the site is their anti-acne face masks. And then, of course, their underwear is the next item that you're, they're working on.
Which you ain't never got to wash as well.
That's right. Based on recent Facebook posts, the underwear should hit their website next week.
Oh, so this hasn't even been a product that's been established? Yeah, I'm not putting faith in it.
No, I don't know. I gotta wash my constant. Underwear on a daily, you know, you got
constant.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're never daily. That's it. Yeah. It's not, nah.
You know, unless you're on like a long trip or whatever, you know,
you
maybe
bring 19 pairs. That's what that's I do. Right. I just can't.
Yeah. By bring the old ones, you can just chuck them.
Yeah. Whatever. Get them gone.
Stop at a, you know, at a gas station and just throw them away.
You know, get new ones. Right. Brand new.
All of their products, including the underwear, are made of this fabric they call Herc fiber, which they claim is a bacteria-fighting fabric. On their site, they talk about how the founder, Wen, her name is Wen, spent years researching the fabric to perfect it.
Wen.
On the Indiegogo posting for the first for the underwear, they list out all the benefits that Herc fiber has. They say it fights bacteria, stays cool, stays dry, luxury, soft, ultra durable, and blocks UV rays. Well, that's what you need your underwear to do.
Yeah, I need it to block UV rays, because if that's it's right. going to be anything like that, it's got to be that.
That's correct. You know what I'm saying? Well, there are a lot of people that are walking to the, they're walking around in underwear nowadays.
I mean, yeah, we're all we locked did talk about home. That. That's right. Because you know we saying? Had the, there was the old community that were all walking that or naked to their mailbox.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Boy, that was moons ago. We were talking about that. No pun Lifetime. Intended. If all of this truly works, then take my money. This is awesome. I'm still not sure how I feel about wearing underwear multiple times without washing it. But a shirt, I'm down to try. There you go. So that's it. That's all we got for the Pops and Low radio show today. That's all the odd news, but we are working on the gas station trivia segment. We're going to have that
in March.
We got a lot on the plate.
A ton.
You know what I'm saying?
We have so much coming up.
Yeah. You should see if they'll send you some. Oh, we already read that.
Yep.
Well, there you go. So I want to thank Jen. She was in the room along with her hubby, Bob. He was in the room. Katie Nessbaum was here. Let's see who else as I go through. Pete Lusk was here. And that's a rarity to get Pete Lusk.
It is. We do have a new comment.
That's right. Oh, we do have a new comment. Let's see. So proud of you guys, Katie says. I appreciate that.
Oh, good old Uncle Dave, Aunt Kelly.
That's right. Dave Smith.
In the house.
Kelly was here. Dave Smith was here. We also had Jacob Thompson was in the room.
Cobe.
And let's see. Oh, we had a couple other people. There was someone that you Donald, told to leave.
Kyle.
Yeah, Donald.
Kyle Clark.
Yeah, that's right. You told
Malone.
Donald Malone to leave the room.
I told him that way he could avoid all of it. I was pretty right. generally speaking, but you know, hey.
Well, that's right.
I can only help so many.
So 7 o'clock in about an hour, we're going to have Matt Archer in studio. Again, he is the owner and CEO of the Arizona Cactus Football League, and he'll be right here in studio. That'll be on Undrafted GM. Thanks for all the fun making us cringe or making low cringe. Yeah, that's right. That's what it's
pretty much
about.
What the show's turned into.
That's right.
Low's uncomfortable hour.
That's right. Well, thanks for being part of it. We all appreciate it. We missed you guys. Love you guys. And as always, stay safe. Be nice to one another.
No, you don't have to do that.
Maybe not.
Not a requirement.
Wash your underwear and God bless.